Welcome to the Heart for God podcast. With many years of experience pastoring and helping to start churches, Dr. Jim Townsley has some practical and biblical advice that can be a great help to you and your ministry. On this podcast, Dr. Townsley and other guests with special expertise cover a variety of topics. His goal is to help you lead your church to be a healthy, strong, and balanced ministry, and for your family to be happy, healthy, and living for the Lord.
Today I have with me my friend, and sometimes I call him my adopted son, Brother Corey Bain.
Hi, Doc. How are you? Thank you for having me today.
Great. And we're going to talk about something that I think would interest a lot of young men, is how to deal with unreasonable people. First, just give me an update on how you're doing in this new ministry, and you've been all over the place.
I have. The Lord has opened up so many doors, and I sure appreciate your friendship. I got to speak last evening at church, and I teased the people that it was like coming home. I appreciate the multiple opportunities you've given me here at the college and your church. Thank you. Appreciate that. And boy, looking forward to the conference as well, but God to use that. But yes, God has opened up many doors. About 2 years ago, hard to believe, about this time, I was launching out into, after 32 years of pastoring, launching into what I call advanced pastoral concepts. And you and I really connected in those early days because we have a heart to mentor younger preachers, pastors around the country. And
Obviously, you do
a lot of what you call reviews. I call these consultations, but very similar, you know, where we go in and help help a pastor for 3, 4, 5 days. And it's, the Lord's allowed me to be in 90 places in the last 22 months in 21 states. So, don't know if I'm coming or going.
It's a lot of travel.
It is.
Just wear out your car over a period of time.
Absolutely. But I've loved seeing these men and where they're serving. And, you know, some of them in very unique situations, some of them in rural conditions. And just January, I was up in upstate New York, Granville, and a young man been there 7 years, and doing his best to pastor that little rural town, and just love just helping these guys move to the next level in their ministry.
Well, that's great. It came to my attention. I was up Vermont, not for the eclipse, but I happened to be there when the eclipse was going on. When I couldn't get back, the traffic was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Stop and go. Oh, my goodness, that was, but so happened it coincided with a church review, and something came to my attention. The pastor and his wife both had concerns about how to deal with some people. It seemed it was difficult to, you know, they wanted to help them, and they were trying to help them, but they were taking it very personal, and
right.
they were struggling because it seemed like they didn't have a solution. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that.
Yes, sir. You know, I think as pastors, we have hearts that we want to love all people, obviously. And anybody that walks in our doors are welcomed, and we want them to be there. But, you know, from time to time, there are going to be some, as you said, unreasonable people in our ministries. And obviously, Paul dealt with that in 2 Thessalonians there, in chapter number 3, that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. And obviously, we're going to deal with that. And I think for a younger pastor especially, you mentioned the word personal. And I remember, you know, the times when something would be said or done, and I would take it personally, or my wife would take it personally, and it does hurt, you know, from time to time. And sometimes, yeah, it is tough. And if we're not careful, we have to be careful that we don't respond in the flesh or in a carnal way, you know, either to those folks. But they have to be dealt with you know, as well.
So the type of things that happen, from my observation, now you look back at it 50 years, it's a little easier to look back at it and
sure.
be reasonable about what happened. But as I look back at it, a lot of these fall into the same category. You have someone that wants to greet everybody, and he's got body odor, you know, not well kept.
Yeah.
And how do you deal with that?
Yeah.
And you got someone wants to sing specials, but they can't sing a lick.
Right.
You
right.
know?
Yeah, absolutely. Or the one that meets everyone at the door, and they've got all the gossip in the church, and they're just going to set the visitor straight on what's wrong with this place. And obviously that hurts the whole ministry, you know, as a whole. And you know, I'll use a word. I think we have to have tact, obviously. We want to have tact when we deal with people. But, you know, there are times also when I think maybe things can be handled from the pulpit, you know, just in preaching or teaching about how to handle relationships in the church and with people. Uh-huh. And obviously our pulpit ministry should be strong enough that we give Bible teaching about things like this to fix problems, you know, in the church. But I would say, and there have been times, and I know there have probably been times in your ministry, 50 years and mine as well, that you had to bring people in and sit them down and lovingly give some correction.
Yes.
You know, and direction.
Yeah. It's hard to face that, but sometimes you have to do that.
Absolutely. And I think for the younger pastor that it is probably a little more awkward because maybe he doesn't feel like he has the right to or hasn't been there long enough to. But I think every young pastor needs to realize he sits in the office of pastor. And a part of that is dealing with unruly sheep, right? And
sure.
And
yeah.
Sometimes, you know, it's certainly not what we want to do, but we sometimes have to realize it's our responsibility to do.
Well, one of the things that happens in a new church plant in particular, but even someone that's in a small church, you would think there would be fewer problems, but there really aren't.
No. People are people.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. And anyone that's going to attend a new church, brand new, meeting in a rented place, who would be attracted to that? Well, sometimes, unfortunately, it's people that don't fit anywhere else.
That's true.
And sometimes they're helpful for a church, mm-hmm. but for a time.
Mm-hmm.
And they may be limited on what they can do to help you. You don't want to lose anybody. I know when you make a count, you always say, well, we had this many, but we would have had this many if those people had been here.
Yeah.
And, you know, you count every person and you don't want to lose one. But as I look back at it, there were those that were not that helpful.
Sure.
And I shouldn't have spent as much time as I did.
Sure, sure.
Trying to help them and
yeah.
thinking I could help them. And I think the most important thing for a young man is to realize it's your core that you've got to build.
I agree.
And the majority of your time should be those that are responding positively.
I agree. Okay. Totally agree. I gave some advice to a younger pastor not too long ago, who's been about 3 years. He's in a church revitalization. And I made the statement to him. I said, not everybody that you start with is going to grow with you. And because he was feeling the same way about, well, you know, some of the folks where I came, when I came 3 years ago, they're no longer here. And I said, look, that's okay. Minister to them while they're there, to give them, you know,
sure,
invest
yeah.
in them while
of
they're
course.
There. But some are not going to stay with, and for whatever reason. But what you said, the core,
mm-hmm.
that's so vitally important, is to have those people that you are investing in. You know, Jesus had 12. He lost Judas. We know that. But he had three that it was the inner core that he really invested in,
sure,
right? Peter, James,
true.
And John.
Sure.
And I think
yeah.
for a pastor, there's that same logic of dealing. And again, not that everybody's not important, because everybody's important to God, yes. But for the cause of the gospel and the sake of the church, there are some that you're going to invest in more. Paul had a Timothy that he invested in, right? And you see that throughout the scriptures in the New Testament. You know,
Barnabas.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He tried to mentor young men, and John Mark, and
absolutely,
that was his ministry.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes those will come back. You know, you think about John Mark, you know, and there was a time
sometimes
that he was unprofitable.
Do, and
but, yeah,
sometimes the demons have forsaken me.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you don't know.
Alexander the Coppersmith comes to mind, Paul said, you know, and such. So it's a real thing. It is.
Yeah, but I think the one thing that I would like to any young man to really consider is look at the long term of
Amen.
The ministry
Amen.
And determine where you think this church needs to be.
Yes.
And you'll find there's some people just not going to help you get to where it needs to be.
Yeah.
And you be kind, as you said, and considerate. You
sure.
minister to them. Unless they're really unruly.
Yes.
Then you may
yes.
have to bring them in and talk to them. And
absolutely.
If they're gossiping, tearing down the church, you can't ignore it.
Yeah.
You can't let it go.
Well, Paul said, mark those that cause division, because it's hurting the church as
yeah.
a whole.
Mm-hmm. But I think when you look at it long term, you'll realize there are certain people that do respond. They become the leaders of the church.
Mm-hmm.
They follow the vision of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have to concentrate on. So instead of taking it personally, you go home, you can't go to sleep, and you know you worry about it, and you wonder, what are they doing? And
right.
it's best to think, wait a minute, what about these people that are doing right?
Yes.
And
Amen.
Concentrate on that. And if you see that part of the church growing and improving, mm-hmm. that's really where you should put your effort.
Absolutely. And you and I've been doing this long enough that you're right. Our flesh gets involved sometimes, and we let that one or two, what's the word we're using here, unreasonable people affect our emotions to the point that we're no good for the people that do need us and want
sure.
direction and understanding from their pastor. And we get up in the pulpit and we do or say something in the flesh that we shouldn't. And obviously we can't allow them to control. We have to let the Spirit of God to control us
sure.
and how we deal with things.
Yeah, and that's not to discount positive criticism should
oh, sure.
be welcome.
I agree.
We make mistakes and
absolutely.
We should be warned about some things.
Agreed.
And we've got people out there that can help us if we'll be, you know, if we don't put the shell up around us.
Correct.
And I think we've got to somehow divide those that are unreasonable mm-hmm. with those that are really trying to help.
I would agree.
And if we put a shell up to those that are trying to help, we then limit our growth and our ability to be the
I totally the agree. I've said for years to my congregation, I've said, look, you can come into my office and say anything that you need to say as long as it's with the right spirit. Because obviously unreasonable people aren't going to have the right spirit. And, you know, they're trying to control or manipulate in some way. And,
sure.
you know, you're
yeah.
never going to be, you're never going to change enough for them, you know, for whatever they're asking. And sometimes you just have to let them go.
Yeah, sometimes you just... That's the way it is. They may stop coming, and you just don't keep visiting them and keep
right.
working with them. And
yeah.
maybe 2 or 3 years later, you might stop by and see if things changed. But mm-hmm. for the most part, you have to move on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think this is the exception rather than the mm-hmm. rule. And I think you would agree with that. Most
yes.
folks,
yes.
you know, will respond to a loving shepherd who has to correct, because you know the rod and thy staff they comfort me, right? The shepherd mm-hmm. had both the rod and the staff, and they had two but both had usages. And but sometimes people are unreasonable, and they're not going to allow anything you do or say affect them.
Yeah, that's the way it is. And you know, a splinter is all it takes for you to feel pain.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Absolutely.
Yeah, everything else is well, but that pain, it's
totally agree,
certainly hard. So take courage and realize you've got to invest in the people responding. And as you grow, and by the way, this will never end. You're always going to have people in a church that are going to be unreasonable. But when you build that core, you're somewhat insulated from some of that.
Yes.
When you're first starting out, I don't think you are, because everybody sees everyone as equal,
mm-hmm.
but as a pastor, you can't look at the people that way.
No, agreed. You know, closing thought there, as we're reading the scriptures, 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 2, says that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. The next statement, but the Lord is faithful. The Lord is faithful. And, you know, whether folks come and
yes.
folks go, the Lord is still faithful.
That's it. And, you know, we're not perfect. No one is perfect.
No.
But we do have to be a leader.
Amen.
And we've got to be wise. Amen. And you've got to invest in the right people. That's what's going to strengthen the church. And I would say most churches, you could lose a large number of people, and it wouldn't greatly affect the ministry
mm-hmm.
because the ministry is done by a smaller group of people.
That's true. You know, one other thought, Doc, and I've had to deal with this, I'm sure you have, even on our staff sometimes, there's correction that has to take place.
Yes,
some staff
yeah.
are unreasonable in some ways in the
yeah.
ministry. And for the sake of the whole ministry, you have to lovingly let that person go because they're hurting more than they're helping. You know, and a pastor, I said, discernment enough to know that.
And there's some doctrinal things. You know,
absolutely.
Somebody comes in and they say, well, I don't believe the Bible teaches tithing. And,
yes.
You know,
yes.
Well, I remember somebody said, I don't like. They ought to have food in the church. They shouldn't have any, you know, in the basement. They're having a reception. I don't believe it. I'm not coming to that church.
Right.
So how do you deal with that?
Oh, my.
What do you say? I mean, why don't they get church and have a mortgage? That'd be great if they didn't. But
right.
Bible teachers, you wouldn't owe no man anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you come up with all these things, but when someone's just stuck on that and that's all they see.
Yes.
You're probably not going to change them.
No, you're probably not. That's exactly right. And at the end of the day, we as the pastors, we are the God-given authorities in the church. And again, not that we are dictatorial or it's our way or the highway, but it's our responsibility to lead as the Lord directs us.
Sure.
You know,
we can be humble and yet firm.
Yes, amen. Agreed.
And give direction. So think of where the church ought to be. Think what God wants you to do. Think of what's right. Be open. Be sensitive. But be focused on this is where he wants us to go, and we're going to work with the people to get those that respond to help us get to that point.
Amen. I agree.
Well, that's been great. We're looking forward to this weekend,
yes,
too.
Yes, we are. I am.
We've got several times to preach.
I do.
We're trying to work as hard as we can.
Well, I appreciate that very much. I appreciate every opportunity to preach the Word, and looking forward to this Saturday when many from around the region are going to be here, pastors and assistant pastors and ministry folks and teachers and Sunday school. I love the Sunday school emphasis.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, that'll be over by the time this gets broadcast.
True.
But
true.
We'll give a report later.
But the Sunday school is going to be archived, right?
It is. It's going to be archived this time. So people can go on our website, and all of the Sunday school lessons, there'll be six of them, that will help train your teachers. That gives them some helps along the way.
Amen.
Well, God bless you. Thanks for listening today. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, consider sharing it with a friend. You can also follow at Dr. Townsley on Twitter or on Facebook at Jim Townsley.